How to brand yourself as a therapist. I've got 5 ways for you to brand yourself as a therapist. And then at the end of our time together, I've got a secret you don't want to miss. People are desperate for therapy these days, but they don't want to ask their friends. They don't want to ask their relatives. They're looking online for a therapist. If you build a brand as a therapist, you're going to be the person they choose. Here are your 5 steps to success, and I'm going to share these 5 steps with you today on the Inside BS Show. My name is Dave Lorenzo. This is the Inside BS Show, the show that takes you inside business strategy. You're looking to build a brand as a therapist, and I want to help you. This time together is going to be some of the most valuable time you can spend. Let's dive right into the content. And remember, don't leave until the very end of the video, because at the end of the video, I'm sharing my secret strategy for success for you as a therapist. Step number 1 to brand yourself as a therapist is to write. You need to become a well-known writer. You've got to publish a lot. Here's what I want you to do. I'm going to give you the 5-step plan for writing your way to a powerful brand as a therapist. The first thing you need to do is you need to write every single day, and you need to write a helpful article every day. So get out a calendar right now. Go get an old-fashioned calendar. Take the calendar and write a topic for each day of the month, including weekends. And you're going to write free form about that topic on that day. You're going to budget 45 minutes for yourself to write about that topic every day. Now, how do you pick the topics? Think about what your patients or what your clients are asking you about. Answer a specific question or write about a specific topic that your clients have been asking you about. Do this every day. All I want you to do is write free form. You can do it in a Word document. You can do it in Microsoft Notes or Evernote. I want you to write for 45 minutes on the topic that you've pre-designed in advance. At the end of that 30 days, I want you to look at those topics, and I want you to take the 5 best topics, and I want you to publish them 1 topic per week for 5 weeks on LinkedIn. If the month only has 4 weeks, then you're going to do 1 topic per week on LinkedIn. I also want you to create an email list with the names of the people who everybody you know, friends, relatives, patients, clients, people you went to school with, and I want you to email them that article every Wednesday at 12 noon. So you're gonna take one of those articles and you're gonna clean it up, you're gonna email it out Wednesday at noon to everybody you know, and then Wednesday at noon you're gonna post that article on LinkedIn, and then the next week you're gonna post that same article on Facebook, so you're always a week behind. LinkedIn, Facebook, LinkedIn, Facebook. You're going to write every week. When you've got a collection of 20 articles written, you're gonna take all of those articles and you're gonna send them to a freelance editor. And you're gonna have the editor clean those articles up, check the spelling, check the grammar, clean them all up, and then you're gonna put them together in an ebook. And you're gonna sell that ebook on Amazon. You can find a cover designer through the freelance websites. Selling the book on Amazon is a great way to introduce people to you. Step 1 is writing, because the way you write is the way you think, and people who go to therapists want to understand the way the therapist thinks. Step number 2, after you've written 30 days worth of articles, you've used 5 on LinkedIn and on social media, and then you've taken those after 4 months, you've taken 20 of them and you put them together in an ebook. You're gonna take the remaining articles that you've written. So you've written 30, you've used 5, you got 25 left. You're gonna take another 10 of them and you're gonna make educational videos out of them. And you're gonna publish educational videos on YouTube right here at least 3 days a week using the topics that you've written about. You're gonna stand in front of a blank wall, or you can get a nice step and repeat banner like I have, and you're gonna do what I'm doing. You're gonna educate people on those topics in video. Now, you can do 3 a week, or you can do what I do. I do at least 5 a week. I do at least 1 every day. Some days I do 2, because some days I have more content and more time than others. The more you do video, the more successful you're gonna be. Why? People will discover you on video. Video adds to your visibility. But video also adds to your credibility, because people get to see you. Think about it. You're watching me right now. We have a relationship. We're basically having a conversation here, and I'm not reading from a script. I'm talking about what I do for my clients. You, as a therapist, will be talking about what you do for your clients in your videos. So if you're looking to brand yourself as a therapist, there's no better way than writing and doing educational videos. The third thing I want you to do is network with influential referral sources. You can network with family law attorneys because their clients will need therapists. You can network with members of the clergy who counsel people who need therapists. You can network with members of the medical profession who refer people to therapists. You can network with guidance counselors at school. You need to network with influential referral sources so that when they think of a therapist, you're the only person they think of. You're the best person they think of. Maybe you're an industrial organizational therapist and you choose to help people who experience trauma at work. Or maybe you're a therapist who helps people who have post-traumatic stress disorder and you work with veterans or people in law enforcement or public service like firefighters. Whatever niche market you choose, go deep into that market and network with the referral sources so that they recommend you and you're top of mind with them. The fourth thing I want you to do is I want you to get a lot of testimonials, and I want you to include those testimonials on your website. I want you to include those testimonials with your marketing material in writing as well as on video. Now, I know what you're thinking. Your clients value confidentiality, so they're not going to want to give you a testimonial, and that's fine. Get testimonials from people who are centers of influence in the community. I have people come to me all the time who are therapists who handle confidential patients all the time, and they ask me for testimonials, and I'm happy to do them because I know that they're good people, fine, moral people of upstanding character, and that's what I say in the testimonial. So get your local pastor to give you a testimonial. Get medical doctors who you are friendly with to give you testimonials. Get the person who runs the local community center to give you a testimonial. The president of the PTA should give you a testimonial. A principal of a local school can give you a testimonial. They don't have to be patients. They should be people who have a high stature in the community who are giving testimonials to your character, to your intelligence, to your compassion and your empathy and your ability to help transform people's lives. The fifth thing I want you to do is I want you to offer expert commentary to your local media. Here's what you do. Take your local newspaper and find the person who is the managing editor of the metro section of your local paper, the city section of your local paper. Write a letter with your resume and testimonials and send it to him, Federal Express, FedEx, and explain to him that you are available to do background information on any story that involves people who have a psychological disorder. If you're a therapist, you can give commentary in general on different types of conditions, sociopathic conditions, narcissistic conditions. Also, send that same letter to the editor of the business section. Send that same letter to people who do other types of publications. This includes radio shows. Offer to do commentary on the radio. Offer to do that kind of commentary to TV stations. You're going to offer to do what's called background commentary to educate the people who are commenting on the story. And as a natural extension, they'll eventually offer to put you on air. They'll offer to use a quote from you in the story because you've been kind enough to educate them. All right, I told you that I was going to give you a secret strategy for branding yourself as a therapist at the end of our video, and we're at that point now. Here's the secret strategy. You need to have a system that brings clients to your door. You need to employ leverage, and you need to have a system that helps you employ leverage. If you work for 30 years through trial and error, you will develop your own system. I don't want you to do that. I want you to take my system, and I'm going to give it to you right now. Go to this website, revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. That website has my system, my revenue roadmap, that helps therapists all over the world build their practice. Here's what I want you to do. At that website, enter your contact information, and you'll immediately be able to download my revenue roadmap guide. At the back of the guide, there'll be some questions. You fill those in, you can customize the system for you. It will deliver patients to your door. It will help you get referrals from influential people in the community, and it's a fantastic way to brand yourself as a therapist. You want more ways to brand yourself as a therapist? There's more videos just like this one coming up. Just go down right below me right now, right down here. There's a brand new video. Click on that and I'll see you in our next video. Come on, click it. You know you want to.